We're back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. Manny Hill here with you, and I have a special guest with me for this segment. His name is Josh Downham. He is a lobbyist for Minneapolis Public Schools, and we're going to talk with Josh a little bit about, you know, what his job is and how it relates to government and the city of Minneapolis, the state of Minnesota, et cetera, et cetera. So Josh, welcome to the show. Thanks for being on with us. We really appreciate the time today.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Manny.
So I'm not sure all of our listeners know that Minneapolis Public Schools has its own lobbyist. Can you kind of tell us what your job is, what a lobbyist actually does?
Sure. Happy to. The Minneapolis Public Schools has, me, and then part-time, we have Ryan Strack, who does some of our local government work. But my job is to work with our congressional delegation in Washington, D.C., and with state legislators over at the state capitol and the governor's office, Department of Education. And my job is to represent the students, staff, and families of Minneapolis Public Schools before those bodies. The school board sets out a list of legislative priorities each year, and my job is to find other advocates, other groups, and legislators who will help us enact those priorities. That's kind of in a nutshell what my job is. There's a few layers to it, but I'm sure we'll get into that shortly.
Well, how long have you been doing this, and what do you really love the most about what you do on a daily basis?
Thank you. I love that question. I'm a MPS grad myself. My daughters both went to Minneapolis Public Schools, graduated from MPS, and got great education. I've been lobbying on and off basically since 1990. I was actually staff at the House of Representatives Education Finance Committee and Tax Committees. And then I did a short stint with Minneapolis Schools in the early 2000s. Left for 14 years, and then came back 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, and have been representing MPS at the state capitol ever since. It's really a privilege to be able to get up every day and lobby for the school district that educated me and my family. And I had my grandfather graduated from North High. My other grandfather graduated from Washburn. It's MPS runs deep in our family, and I can't tell you just how excited I am to get up every day and do this job. And I get to help hopefully kind of get the resources so our amazing educators can meet the needs of every kid. That's what I see my role is to get the resources to let those folks do their jobs.
Josh Downham is a lobbyist for Minneapolis Public Schools, and he's joining us here on the School News Podcast. Josh, can we talk a little bit about why it's important for MPS to do the work of government relations and why that is so huge?
Absolutely. I said this yesterday, and I think about this a lot. My grandfather used to say, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu. And at the state capitol, that's very applicable because there's finite resources at the state capitol. And Minneapolis relies for our budget, about 80% of our budget comes from the state or our local taxpayers. If we're not at the table advocating for the needs of our families and students, those resources aren't going to come to public schools. We need to be at the table advocating for the needs of our kids so that the resources flow. And that's where actually I'm excited to be on, because it's not just me that actually affects the process. It's actually our families and our community members. We have a group called the Minneapolis Parent Legislative Action Committee. It's 400 people across the city who have signed up to get my regular updates. And occasional calls to action where I ask folks to call the governor's office or their local legislators to advocate on behalf of MPS. Collectively, We have a much stronger base when we work together and help advocate at the state capitol. And I can tell you, my phone starts buzzing from legislators when they start getting those phone calls from their own constituents. And as a former staff member, I know it only takes about 7 phone calls from the district on any given issue. And, you know, their radar goes off and says, what's going on? And so when my phone starts buzzing, I'm like, yep, those phone calls are getting traction at the state capitol. And those legislators are now more aware of it, hopefully voting with us on those priorities when those budget bills come out.
So what would you say are MPS's legislative priorities for this year in particular?
So the school board is working through that. I can tell you 3 of the areas that I'm going to be advocating they consider. You know, this past June, the state passed a 2-year budget. So it covers this school year and next school year. So that the state budget is largely set. When the legislature comes back into session in February of next year, they may tinker around the edges a little bit of the budget to make sure that it remains, that our state budget isn't out of whack. We have a constitutional requirement that it be a balanced budget. So there'll be some small changes there. But they really kind of left 2 things that need some additional work as it relates to budget items. One is something called compensatory revenue, and that's money that flows to schools based on the number of students who may qualify for free meals or reduced price meals. When the legislature did universal school meals back in 2023, they changed how that formula is calculated. And it actually hurts some schools and some districts in ways that they didn't anticipate. So I suspect they'll be coming back and making some changes to that formula. It's very meaningful for several MPS schools and for some districts like Columbia Heights and South St. Paul, which could lose like a third of their revenue. So there are some pretty significant implications of not doing or not changing that formula. The second thing is around special education. The state and federal governments do not fully fund the requirements of special education. So school districts have to use their general funds to support the needs of those students. Very important services, but we don't get the resources to fully cover it. The legislature actually prospectively cut the funding because of a looming state budget shortfall. And so figuring out how to reverse that cut is something that's gonna be high on our legislative agenda. And then the third thing is gun violence. We know the shooting at Annunciation right here in my neighborhood, the gun violence in other parts of our city have real implications for our kids and our families. So over the past 3 years, Minneapolis Public Schools has advocated for things like safe gun storage, a ban on bump stocks and trigger locks or binary triggers that turn automatic weapons into more like automatic weapons, and something called red flag laws that allow police to remove guns from homes where someone might have had some mental health issues. But we need to also look at assault style weapons and large magazines that can hold 50 or 100 rounds. Those kind of things, the legislature is going to be wrestling with next session. And I think it's important that schools be part of that conversation.
Last thing for you. How can listeners or someone who may be viewing this podcast right now, how can they get involved on the issues that are around education that particularly matter to them?
Thanks for bringing that up, Manny. They can simply Google Minneapolis Public Schools Government Relations. On the website of the school district, they can find my contact information, but they can also fill out a 5-question form that allows them to sign up to get my regular updates and those calls to action. And we get together as a group a few times a year, but most importantly, it's about getting word out to as many folks as possible about those key points in the legislative process where they can have the most impact. And so really encourage more folks to sign up. We have over 400 people who are already getting those updates and would love to double that number.
Super informative. This is great. Josh, we really appreciate the time. This was a lot of really good information, insightful information, and we really appreciate the time today. Josh Downham, lobbyist for Minneapolis Public Schools, is joining us here today. Thank you, Josh, for the time. Really appreciate it.
Come join me at the Capitol next session, Manny. I'd love to have you.
All right.